I don't know if I have.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. And this guy's really dead, you know, he sees that fishing rod lying there broken. You might say that the man got awfully, what, about
mad.
Okay, you said that a man got awfully mad about things. You ever use any other...
Angry.
Or any other thing?
No, I don't.
Did you ever hear anybody else use something like this, riled up or roiled? Or?
Yes, I hear them say get riled up a lot of times.
You ever say it yourself?
Yes.
Suppose you've been working hard all day, and by night time you come home and man...
I'm tired. I give out.
Do you have any more expressive term for it besides tired or give out?
No, that's about all.
You ever used petered out or...
Petered out, yes.
Or tuckered out or anything like that?
Yes, I say petered out or tuckered out. First one comes to mind.
Suppose the nurse at a high school had to send a girl home early. The girl wasn't feeling well. Or let's say the nurse sent a boy home early. You might say, what if say a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other. You know, he's just 8 or 9 years old. You might say, he what?
I'd say he was a cigar smoker.
Well, what would the cigars do to him?
Well, they would affect him.
Well, why do you think would, let's say, let's return to the nurse that sent the girl home. We might say that the nurse sent, or the doctor sent the girl home early from school because the girl, what?
Was sick.
All right. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick
in his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration that comes immediately after a wedding sometimes, if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I say teasing.
Do you ever call it a belling or a serenade?
Serenade. That's called a serenade.
What about a
turning them a whole lot now they get married?
It happens up home too. What would you ever call it, a chivalry or anything like that?
Chivalry.
Alright. What do you call a thing that sometimes you hear mothers threatening children with? You might have heard a woman say to a child, you'd better behave or what will get you?
A whip.
Or, well, let's say...
Pattery.
Well, wait a minute. Sometimes you'll hear a housewife say, you'd better behave or what will get you?
Boogerman.
Alright. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Well, I'd just meet him and ask him in.
Well, there's a special greeting that you use around Christmas to people when you see them.
They get a Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very
far? This load very far.
What's that?
Hook this load very far.
Right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water and it can draw its 4 legs and head and tail completely inside its shell?
Cooter.
What's that?
Cooter.
Okay. What do you call a similar animal that lives on land? It has a shell and everything.
Gopher.
Okay.